Well, welcome back, everyone, to Get to Know Grace, our podcast in which we sit down and we hear about God's grace active in our lives with special Get to Know Grace guests every week, special stories every week that help us understand God's presence in the world around us. This week, I'm so excited to have Shauna Stoneham with us. Welcome, Shauna. This is going to be a great conversation. I'm so excited. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's open in a word of prayer. Let us pray. Holy One, we give you thanks for the gift of your Spirit, for your presence in our lives, for your presence in Shauna's good life. Be with us in this conversation. Open our hearts and minds so that we might receive Shauna's story, that we might receive the story of your activity in her life, in her soul, in her entire being. Be with us in this conversation. Strengthen us, encourage us, enlighten us, and inspire us in all that we do, in all that we say, and all that we are. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Well, Shauna, let's get going. Just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What would you like the good people of Grace Lutheran Church to know about who you are?
Well, I'm a single mother of five, and I have six grandkids now. All of my children are adults. I have survived violence and hardships that a lot of people don't comprehend. I was born in the Catholic Church, but grew up in a full gospel Pentecostal church with my ex-husband's family. I left that church when I left him 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Made some really bad decisions. Post.
Yeah.
But here I am. I'm doing pretty good now. I work at Seattle Children's Research Institute as a grants and contract coordinator now.
Okay. Nice.
I'm really happy to have found Grace.
Yeah. Well, and I just learned that as we're recording this on Tuesday, October 11th, that tomorrow is your birthday. So your episode is actually going to be airing on your birthday, which I think is great. So listeners, if you know Shauna, reach out and say happy birthday to her today. Recording ahead of time is weird, but happy birthday, Shauna. Very cool. Well, that's a great segue. Your last little comment about finding grace and being so grateful is perfect to segue into our next question, which is, how did you find grace, and or what keeps you coming back to GLC?
Well, how I found grace was looking for churches the past couple of years that either aligned with my values, were inclusive, and had community outreach efforts. I believe that God has given us a set of skills, and I feel obligated to use those skills to benefit the greater good.
Yeah.
A better way to do it is through a church. And Grace has a lot of opportunities, like supporting this refugee family or the world hunger and many other missions that are there.
Yeah.
But also a church that aligns with my values of inclusivity, no judgment. And that's what I struggle with the most in terms of churches is, the dogma that
you can't
do this, you don't do that. This person's evil, that person's evil. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And then, there's I like the liturgical format of service. So there was that aspect as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Inclusivity, service for others. And then sort of, I love the idea of liturgy as like a framework that kind of helps us worship and focus and feel like it's a different pattern from the rest of the world around us. But yeah. It
requires active participation.
Yes. Yes.
Instead of passive listening.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. one of my favorite understandings of worship is that it's an offering of the people, that it's not just a performance by the few, but that it is an offering of the whole, of the entire congregation. Because I love preaching, but preaching to an empty room is awful. That's not preaching. That's soapboxing or something. I don't know what it is, but it's not preaching.
Yeah, I grew up with screaming preachers, and I just don't want to be shouted at like that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of guilt that's
churches
feed into, or conspiracy theories or superstitions, and I just don't want to be part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, my preaching professor in seminary used to tell us that sermons are a conversation, and that if you're there are certainly one-sided conversations out there, kind of like what you were talking about, but in order to have a conversation with someone, you have to both feel safe to be there, right? There can't be that heavy level of guilt, because then your conversation partner's not going to want to engage. They're going to want to run away. They're not going to want to be there.
Right.
But that it's an ongoing conversation as a whole. It's not just one person, you know, spouting stuff. But yeah. I love that you were able to find that here. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, and that's what keeps me coming back.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I've been able to get into the choir. I've been able to join the financial management team. Still kind of getting my foot in the door with that, understanding what I might be able to help with.
Yeah.
And then, you know, helping this family. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else I'll get.
Shauna, I love that. I just feel like God was working in your, and you can speak to this better than I can, but I can just see God working in your life and telling you the importance, instilling in you the importance of showing up, how important it is to show up. Because you have shown up from like the beginning of coming to Grace. You were quick to jump into financial ministry, jump into choir, jump into service. Like, you've been showing up, and that's just so, so cool to have that as just a part of who you are.
It is a part of who I am.
Yeah. It's so cool. And we get to benefit from it. The world around you gets to benefit from it. And I think that's beautiful.
That's my hope, that my life means something.
Yeah.
And then all of the things that I can empathize with.
Yeah.
Will help somebody somewhere along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The importance of showing up in community, not just for others, but for ourselves too, I think is really huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think I'd mentioned in my email to you that our podcast kind of has our name for our podcast has two meanings. The first is getting to know Grace Lutheran Church and everything. But the second is also getting to know God's grace, because as we all share these stories, we share a little bit like another thread of sort of the tapestry of God's grace. And the more of these stories we are able to hold and hear, the bigger this tapestry, the more complex and more beautiful this tapestry goes. So tell us about a time when God's grace made a big difference in your life, in however you want to answer that. Yeah.
Well, when I left my first marriage, you know, I left a violent marriage, and it was a pretty desperate situation.
Mm.
There are people and events and pieces that kind of came together in sort of a puzzle. Mm. It was just too perfect to be coincidence.
Mm.
I mean, I was a pregnant woman with three small children, and we didn't have a lot, no money, I had to leave family behind, you know, and relocated to a new place. And, you know, traveled through various shelters and programs. I mean, and everything just kind of fell into place.
Yeah.
It was too perfect to be coincidence.
Mm.
I think that's one of the biggest, you know, God's grace. I mean, you know, I've made poor decisions throughout my life, and you know, I came from rough beginnings to start with, so I didn't know how to live in a safe manner. And it's all been a learning journey, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of regrets, but I know that I've been forgiven.
Yeah.
I mean, I may not have forgiven myself, but God has forgiven me.
That's the kicker, right? Is that we can claim and even maybe understand that we are forgiven by God, but forgiving ourselves is a whole other thing, I don't want to say monster, but a whole other complicated relationship, right, with ourselves.
Yeah, the conflict of the mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I so love, though, your ability, your strength, your resilience in being able to say, I had to learn how to be healthy. That's huge to say, I didn't start in this place. It's not by default, but to say it's important, you know, it's important for my kids, for me, that we find health.
Yeah, well, and they're adults now, so
yeah,
finding health is their journey now.
Yes, absolutely.
My example, you know, wasn't great throughout most of their childhood because I was struggling with my own.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know, it's always a work in progress.
Amen to that. I think, though, there are some times that I've certainly heard my own parents say things of like feeling some very understandable want to have been better when, you know, looking back, hindsight's 2020, to have wanted to be better when we were little or to do differently when we were little. And I think I'm able to look at it and say, actually, I think it was really healthy to see my parents be human as opposed to my parents being perfect, because that would be something else I'd have to talk about, therapy, is having to unlearn perfectionism, because that's something else, right? But being able, as hard as it is, and I don't want to downplay the struggle and the suffering and the hurt during all of that, but I also think what a gift to be able to see your parents grow and be able to see your parents as human beings who are trying their best, and to then have that as inspiration is pretty powerful.
The irony of all of that is the three that survived the struggle with me are more understanding of me and my changes in life than the younger two who didn't survive.
Yeah.
The communication I can have with my older children is very different from the communication I have with my younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
They grew up in totally different worlds.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Surviving trauma together means something very different than, yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, thank you, Shauna. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. Thank you for being willing to go on this journey with me. Thank you for taking time out of your day. This has been...
Thank you for including me.
Yes, absolutely. Girl, you already included yourself, and I love it. You just showed up, and you're like, this is my church now, and this means that I show up from a church, and I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you again. And for everyone listening, thank you for listening. Any last thoughts you'd like to add, Shauna, before we sign off?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Y'all who are listening are missing out on the great smile of Shauna that I just keep glancing through the Zoom screen. But thank you all for listening. Thank you for being here. Join us again next week. We'll have another great Get to Know Grace guest, and we will just continue on this journey about learning, about growing together, growing in health, growing in community. We'll continue doing exactly what you are doing, Shauna, doing it all together in community through Christ. So thank you for listening. Go with God. Go with God's grace. Peace be with you all. And we'll catch you again next week. Take care, everybody.